delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. Let's talk about education to close the program today. We need to be educated properly. Bad enough that Michigan recently dropped its plan to issue annual grades for schools A through F, but hardly the worst of it, says our next guest, David Griffith, Research and Policy Associate at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
So, all right, let's talk about Michigan got rid of this grading system recently. How should Michigan overhaul its school accountability plan?
Yeah, so just to give you your listeners a tiny bit of context, right, the broader context here is that every state in the country is essentially redesigning its system for grading schools. Michigan's doing that too. So Michigan recently released this plan, and there are some good things about it. But there are two things that we're pushing for that we think Michigan could do a little bit better on. The first thing is we think that when we grade schools, we should give them an incentive to focus on all students. So traditionally in education, we focused on the kids who are at the very bottom, and that's obviously important. But we're trying to move away from that towards giving schools a reason to look at all kids and make sure they're paying attention to all kids at the school. And then the second thing we're really pushing for is for states, including Michigan, to focus on the progress that schools are making with kids rather than just the absolute level that kids are achieving at. I think we all know that kids come to school at different levels, right? And teachers can't control that. But what they can control is the amount of progress the kid makes. So we are really pushing for Michigan to focus on that. So there's some good things to say about Michigan's the plan that Michigan's put forward, but there's also a couple things that we think could be improved. The main thing is...
Now, hold on here. I want to jump in here there's a couple of things. That's okay. You're making some great points. But, you know, one of the things, my mother taught school for three decades. So one of the things she complained about, and she left in the mid-90s, but by that time, she already had concerns with they were sending these mandatory tests for kids to take every year, and that the teachers were adapting their curriculum to teach to the test as opposed to teachers having the free will and the opportunity and the latitude to go teach the way they thought it was best to teach a certain subject. They're teaching to a test. Is that a problem? My mother talked about, I've heard lots of teachers talk about. What do you think?
Yeah, it is a problem, and it's a long-standing problem. So schools and states are still required to administer these tests. So there's really it's not something that's going to go away. But I think that we are gradually moving towards a system where maybe that incentive isn't quite so strong. So just to give you one example, the new federal law allows states to include sort of indicators of school quality that are not test-based. So just to give you a couple examples, one of those indicators might be chronic absenteeism, right? Are they getting kids to show up to the school? Another might be teacher turnover. Is the school able to keep teachers on, right? Or is the staff satisfied? That's actually a really good indication of whether the school is being well run. So I think pretty much everyone agrees that the current system is overly reliant on testing. But the challenging thing is coming up with other ways to look at schools that are objective and that can't be easily gamed. So I do agree with you, and I think that we are moving in that direction. It's just going to take some time.
All right, well, time to get to where we need to be. How critical is this? Because every year we hear that, you know, schools in this country from, you know, and I just saw a report that in New York, literacy exams for teachers have been dropped because apparently it's racist to have a teacher be proficient in English, apparently, which is shocking. We have some urgent issues in education, not just in Michigan, but in America.
Yeah, you know, I think we do, and I feel like we're talking about this every year, right? I mean, we've been hearing the same story for years now. I don't know that there are any quick fixes, to be totally honest with you. I mean, education is, it takes years to educate a kid, right? But I think that probably the most promising development in my mind is, and it's something we're seeing everywhere, is the growth of school choice and of charter schools. And I know that's happened in Michigan as well. You know, the the current system just is not going to be able to change and has no incentive to change. So we need to break it up. And if we do that, and we can get, if we can get the basic pieces in place, so where people can go online and they can meaningfully distinguish between which schools are good, right, and which schools maybe aren't so good, then we can probably over time create a system with more high quality schools. But it's going to take time.
Fair enough. It's going to take a lot more time to get the. But here's the thing: how much more time do you need? Because we give lots of time and lots of money. You know, and we ask for results and nothing happens. And then they ask for, and we spend more money per student than any country in the world. We do. It's mathematical certainty.
Yep, that is true, actually.
By almost twice, in fact. It's about 14,000, almost 15,000 as it averages out across this nation per pupil. And yet it doesn't work. And so I have to ask myself, is the structure wrong?
Right.
Is the structure wrong?
Yeah,
what I mean
I'm
by that, hold on.
I don't think more money is really the main issue at this point. I think we're spending enough money. The problem is that we've spent years throwing good money after bad, right? So traditionally, when a school is, when the kids aren't doing well, we respond by putting more resources in instead of changing what's going on in the school or just closing the school and saying, hey, this school isn't working. And one of the major developments in the last decade, maybe, is that we have developed the ability to distinguish between the kind of kids that are coming into the school, in other words, the challenges that the school is facing, and how well the school is doing in actually meeting those challenges. And that has really put the lie to this argument that it's all about, it's all about society's challenges. Society does have challenges, right? There's tons of challenges that come in with kids that teachers have to face. But if you look at, these low-performing schools, right, in poor neighborhoods, what you'll see is that some of them are actually doing an awesome job.
So what about, let me ask you real quickly, these are yes or no. School's of choice a good idea?
Between them, then you can start.
Hold on, real quick. I just want to know if schools of choice are good and if, charter schools are a good idea. I just want to know yes or no.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
Simple answer.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. David, we'll have you back sometime soon. We have a little more time. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, back in a moment.